Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ number 89. That's Bayis Pnimi joint share number 89. One of the greatest goals in any marriage should be to embark in a joint career of aiding and encouraging each other in the pursuit of the noblest of goals, which is shleimus, wholeness in serving Hashem, working towards connecting with Hashem as individuals, and then as a couple. If one does that sincerely, with a hava towards Hashem and towards each other, a marriage could reach an unbelievably healthy and great height. There's a sefer called Cheshbon HaNefesh, a special Musa sefer that Rabbi Isaac Sher and others recommended, talks about the importance of having a chavrusa, a partner, when you are in a quest for spiritual growth and accomplishment. Because when you're alone, you could get discouraged, you could get distracted. It's a difficult goal. But when you have a chavrusa or a group of one or two chavrusas, he says one, but I've heard from others, a small chabura of one, two, three, four people, not more than that probably, but it's contained enough where they could provide a role for each other, for encouragement, for advice, for consoling each other, that you're not alone in your struggles, and it helps people get through a lot of things. And or a chavrusa, but how much better is it is if that chavrusa is your wife? This is mentioned in Cheshbon HaNefesh number 44. I have to look it up myself. I don't have it in front of me. But that he ends up the discussion, how much better if that chavrusa is your wife? Not everyone is zoicha to that. I get that. But if any husband or wife listening to this, they could aspire to it. They could try to, at least on some level, work towards doing that for each other and try to get there. Because marriage, when you live properly, it's not just for great growth. It brings simcha and fulfillment. People sometimes, this is a problem that I think many have. They equate in their mind, for example, that kedusha means less pleasure, less physical pleasure, less enjoyment, a drag, even depressing. And when people talk about this term, as we're not going to get into it right now, but kedusha in the bedroom, kedusha in physical intimacy, kedusha in sexuality, it turns people off. And they say, I don't want kedusha in sexuality. It will take away the life and the fun. I don't mean fun in a negative way, but the life force of what it is. If I constantly have on my hand kedusha, 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 that's because we have a misunderstanding of what kedusha actually means, or what it could mean for, and channeled in the right way, the way Hashem wants it. That the reverse is true, that kedusha, real kedusha, not only won't decrease your physical sexual pleasure and intimacy when you behave accordingly, but it'll enhance it and make it even greater and more exciting. People don't put the two and two together often because you have other chazals and others that seem to be that they're contradicting with each other. An increase in spirituality means a decrease in physical pleasure. But they could go very much hand in hand in kedusha itself. So that's been a gear, the word kedusha, where people get turned off sometimes. Same thing over here. When we use the word shleimus, wholeness in avodas Hashem, perfecting your service of Hashem, we usually think along the lines, yes, but it'll come with a price. It will reduce our simchas achayim. It will reduce our happiness in life. Because we're always worried about shleimus, 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 avodas Hashem, avodas Hashem, avodas Hashem. For some people, unfortunately, maybe it's the way we're taught or in our brain something, we equate shleimus and avodas Hashem by being a drag, by being not besimcha, by being even tense and a not happy person. Unfortunately, many come across that way. There are people that strive for shleimus. They don't have a smile on their face ever. the constantly tense or extremely serious. And there's some unhealthy, serious vibe about them. But they're talking about Shlema, Shlema, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. So you're near people like that. So of course you're going to say, what do I need this for? I want to be a happy, normal, and well-adjusted person. People don't get that the Shlemus in Avodas Hashem and enjoying life and being having a Simchas HaChaim are not contradicting each other. They enhance each other. Someone well-known these days, or Meilich Biederman, there's pamphlets and there's videos of him. He speaks in Yiddish, but it's beautiful, beautiful things. He's mamish talking to the Dar, in my humble opinion. But again, you see in him, when he talks about Avodas Hashem, but there's such a Simchas HaChaim, a joy of life there, where he shows how it's geschmack to be a Yid. How it's the happiness in this world to be a Yid, to have this Ahava and this Achdus and this warmth and this connection and being fully human with all the emotions around it. So you have the word Shlemus, or you could have the word Kedusha. You could have the word Avodas Hashem, and it doesn't get a person into a panic or have a bad taste in their mouth, and it brings a good taste in their mouth. This is what Shlemus is, I want it. This is what Avodas Hashem is, I want it. This is what Kedusha is, I want it, because it is pleasant in this world as well. Not just as well, Be'etzem. Darachecha Darchei Noyam. We have to always remember and get to that goal. The Torah's ways are pleasant. Pleasant means to enjoy physical life also. It's pleasant for that too. And on a Dereisidika level, Hashem is telling you every Shabbos of the year, eat and drink and enjoy it. Special foods, tasty foods. And the mitzvahs are particularly on Shabbos and sleep. There is one day a year where Hashem says, V'ini semes nafshei seichem, Yom Kippur. On a Dereisa level, it's Yom Kippur. 364 days of the year, eat and drink and l'shem shemaim, just make brachas, but enjoy it. Enjoy all those tanugim. Shabbos is a special mitzvah to enjoy those tanugim. One day a Yom Kippur, it's a different avoda. Important, very important avoda. But it's 52 to 1, or 364 to 1. Hashem wants you to enjoy life, this world. Chodom lo nivra ela lehis'aneg el Hashem. Rav Miller said from his Rebbe's, probably Rav Sher, maybe others, maybe from the Alta Sabbat, I don't remember. Ha'adam le'nivra ela le'hisanig. A person was created only what? Le'hisanig. Enjoy. El Hashem is a separate cheshbon. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Yes, there are svarim that say that the body and the soul are enemies. When one goes up, one goes down, and they have to fight. And you can't think about Ruchnius and Gashmius at the same time. When one goes up, one goes down. There are svarim that say this. But you have to learn it with a Rebbe and understand the context of it. For some people, they take it literally. And they give up all the physical to get to the spiritual. But for most of us, and the way Rabbeim teach it to us, when is it incompatible? It's when they are both prioritized as equal priority. Or the physical has more priority than the spiritual, even equal priority. That is when they fight like cats and dogs. That is when it's not healthy and they have opposite effects. One goes up, one goes down. Because you're making them both a priority, a goal in life. That's the tachlis. But when it's not, when the purpose is serving Hashem, and then you take both your neshama and guf and together to work serving Hashem with that, then they're best friends. The neshama and the guf are literally best friends. We said this analogy before from the Menachem Minsky Rebbe. He said that the neshama has to be in the driver's seat, because if the body goes in the driver's seat, it'll drive the whole car off the cliff. He's right. But at the same time, the other half of the mashal that he did not say, the neshama, the soul, is on the driver's seat, but the guf, the body, needs to be a passenger, and a happy passenger. If the neshama is driving the car and the guf is hungry and didn't eat lunch, and the neshama says, never mind, you don't need to eat, we're just going to go further, and it gets irritable, the guf. So he says, what do I need this for? And the guf just jumps out of the car and do whatever it wants. Of course it's going to do that. Of course it's going to do that. The neshama is not meant to be a dictator. The neshama is meant, like some control freak. Neshama is, believe this, a neshama is supposed to be shoylet ala guf, be madrich the guf, the chesed of rachmim, with a gevura too, with a discipline. You don't give in to everything your body wants. Even if you agree, okay, you eat your supper, and then you have that piece of cake. Or sometimes maybe you don't have that piece of cake. And when you do, it's only one piece, not two pieces, or not three pieces. So there in the neshama, actually, yes, it pulls the guf back. This is not good for you. It's the time of nida period now, between a husband and wife. Harchakes are in place. Yes, that's the neshama talking. The guf may want to connect. The guf wants to touch, wants to hug. The neshama says, need the period, harchaka, pull back. So you listen to the neshama. But the same neshama, when the need the period's over, tells the guf, go for it. Go for it, l'shem shemayim, out of love. And the neshama tells the guf, kala kavod, do what you need to do and enjoy it too. V'taysha loy l'shma balishma. All our chakas in the period of the nida period become chiyuvim, not just mutter. It's not just that it's mutter afterwards. It is a chiyuv. That's the right thing. Everything that you're not supposed to do in the archaka period, in the nida period, because it could lead to physical connection, which is not allowed in that period, and you have to develop other types of connections, of friendliness, menschlichkeit, and all that we talked about. But certain things you can't do, obviously. It has to be kept, the halachas of archakas, that everyone needs to work on. People are very often lenient on the passing thing. It's very normal. And we could give ourselves the benefit of that, but we need to be mechazik it. Because sometimes it's even without thinking. You know, like, you know, you're in a car and you forget and you just pass something and you don't mean anything about that. And Baruch Hashem, no nichshel comes from it or anything. It's just a matter of habit. And like, you're not even thinking about it because, you know, it's Baruch Hashem, you're both in control and you know, you've been around the block. Let's say you're even in your, it's a later in marriage, you're in your 40s, 50s, so you've been, you know, doing this all along, but sometimes you forget. So you forget, you don't put something on the table, or you do pass something, you know, so we have to be careful with that. But at the same time, when it's over, the neshama tells the guf, now it's the time to do this. The neshama tells the guf not to eat Yom Kippur. And the rabbanans too. Tainis tzibah when you can, of course. What the rabbanan mechayev to do, what you don't do, right? The archaka of the waiting 6 hours, or whatever the minig is, between melchiks and fleishiks. Right? All these things, yes. But then, when it comes Shabbos, okay, you don't have to eat two big plates of chulent, and three pieces of kishka, and two pieces of the potato kugel and the luxury. Yeah, I get that. The neshama could say rein it in a little bit. But the neshama does tell the guf, es gizun tehet. Enjoy it. It's Shabbos today. Einig Shabbos. So that's the idea. Now, b'negei marriage, one thing is important to know is that it's not a magic cure-all for everything. You're right, Zivig, but that doesn't mean your problems disappear. That somehow automatically your spouse, your husband or wife, will save you. This is one of these most destructive concepts in romantic literature of the West. That somehow mystically your husband and wife will save you. Your husband or wife will make you whole. Your husband or wife will make you complete. No. Only you can make yourself complete. Again, siyata d'shmaya. Everything's Hashem. Okay, we learn betochen, and we'll learn a lot about betochen. Everything's Hashem. But Hashem placed some achrayis on us. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. We're talking about the yir shemayim, us. Your husband is not there to save you. Hashem says, you save yourself. Your wife is not there to save you. Hashem is saying, you save yourself. Yes, v'hoyu l'basar echad, that it brings the half souls to go get together, so there's a certain wholeness when a husband and wife are together in the right way when the Shechin is there. But Hashem is saying to each one individually, he's saying though to the wife, your husband is not going to make you whole and complete. You have to feel that way yourself by serving me and listening to me and conducting yourself with your husband in the way that Bas Yisrael is supposed to. That's what makes you whole and complete. Your husband's not making you whole and complete. And the same thing the other way around, talking to the husband. The wife is not making you whole and complete. No one else can do the job that you're supposed to do. There's a big mistake people have in marriage where they think that their spouse is the key to their healing. No. Your spouse, husband or wife, is a great tool that Hashem placed in your life. A wonderful one. But it's only effective when used correctly. And used correctly does not mean that they complete me. They make me whole, otherwise I'm not a whole person. No. At the same time, it's not a self, totally self. So, enochanami ishtei kegufay, right? It says the wife is like oneself. But again, that's why you need a Rebbe when you learn these Gemaras. That Chazal is true, true, true. But you speak to any Gadol b'Yisrael, any Chacham, they'll bring other Chazals or other Rayas to say that, yes, it does say that they're like one. Ishtei kegufay, they're one unit, they're one neshama now. But they're still two distinct individuals. Two distinct identities. Two separate chiyuvim to Hashem. The husband has his chiyuvim to Hashem. The wife has her chiyuvim to Hashem. When you stand in v'cheshbon after 120, your husband won't be near you. Your wife won't be near you. You'll be standing alone in front of Hashem, being judged on your own. Your wife won't be with you. Your husband won't be with you. You have your own responsibility. So there's a delicate balance between intense closeness of being a couple, being one that way, and distance of individuality and self-responsibility. And every person needs to learn how to exist comfortably in both of these states of life. This is one of the biggest concepts of being a healthy human being, is to understand how to accept opposites in life, and that how both opposites are truly one. Bracha and Hatzlacha.